Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup. Okay.
KUTX.
This is My KUTX, our guest DJ show here on KUTX 98.9. I'm Art Levy, and this week we're turning it over to Noel McKay.
Are you still taking them pills? Are they still giving you thrills? Does your coat still sound like a Morocco when you're walking up and down around the Tennessee hills? The prescription that you take.
Noel McKay is a local songwriter, but he's also got a global reach. He just got back from a long European tour with his songwriting partner Brennan Lee, and he also has a longtime friendship with Guy Clark, who discovered him in Kerrville. McKay grew up all over Texas, and his guest DJ set is pretty Texas-centric. A lot of artists you'll recognize, but some you may not, and you can see his playlist for the next hour, and also listen to this episode again at KUTX.org. Just look for My KUTX.
Hi, my name is Noel McKay, and you're listening to KUTX. I'm your guest DJ for the day. I am a songwriter. I live here in Austin, Texas. I've lived here for quite a few years. And for those of you who just moved to Austin, welcome to Austin. It's a great place to live. Don't listen to those people who say don't move here, like they found the place on their own. It's a great place to live. So welcome to Austin. So I'm going to talk a little bit about myself today and tell some stories and play some of my favorite songs and some songs from my past and some of the things that influenced me as a songwriter. And the first thing I'm going to play for you is a song called Jalisco by Al Dean and the All-Stars. And it was the fight song for Texas A&I University, which is no more. It's been annexed by another collegiate institution. And my mom and my dad met at Texas A&I. So I'm going to play a song from Texas A&I University in Kingsville. This is Jalisco by Al Dean and the All-Stars.
Thank you.
All right, that was Al Dean and the All-Stars with their rendition of Jalisco. My name is Noel McKay. You're listening to KUTX. I'm your guest DJ for the day. So that was the fight song for Texas A&I University. And of course, old Al Dean, he didn't know anything about any university fight song. He was just a country boy from Freer, Texas. And speaking of Freer, that's in Frio County, and that's where my grandparents are from. And my grandfather started the first country music radio station in South Texas. He played country music during the day and Mexican music during the night. And the next song I'm going to play for you is a song from around that time period from a guy named Esteban Jordan. And he's singing and performing with his wife at the time, Virginia Martinez. And the song is called Falta Tu Amor. That was Esteban Jordan and Virginia Martinez singing Falta Tu Amor. My name is Noel McKay, and you're listening to KUTX. I'm your guest DJ for the day, and I'm playing a bunch of songs that I really like, songs from my past. And I'm a songwriter. I make my living most of the time around here in Austin, Texas, and all over the world, but I live right here. So I lived in Corpus Christi when I was a little kid. That's where I was born, and my dad got tired of being a roughneck. That's what he was doing when I was a kid. He was working around on the oil fields and going to college at night. And he got tired of being a roughneck, and he got into graduate school at Texas Tech University in Lubbock. And so we trucked off to Lubbock, Texas, and we lived there for a lot of my childhood. When I discovered some of these Lubbock artists later on, like Butch Hancock and the Flatlanders and those guys and Terry Allen, a lot of that just really resonated with me, just the Lubbockness of the whole thing. Having been away from it for a few years, it had sort of sunk deep into my brain, I guess. And so when I first heard Terry Allen, it really knocked me over. And I'm going to play you a song called Truckload of Art. And Recently, I was on tour in Denmark with my songwriting partner, Brennan Lee, and we had a great tour of Denmark and Germany and England and Norway, but we had only one bad gig on the whole tour. And that was at this art gallery in Denmark. We set up against the wall playing our song. They asked us to play there, and they, I guess they wanted some American music to complement the visual art that was there. But the patrons of the art gallery, they weren't impressed with country music, I guess, from the United States. So they kind of gave us the cold shoulder and the stink eye. So as a response to that, we played this song, Truckload of Art, by Terry Allen.
Once upon a time, some time ago back on the East Coast, in New York City to be exact, a bunch of artists and painters and sculptors and musicians and poets and writers and actors and dancers and architects all started feeling real superior to their ego counterparts out on the West Coast. So they all got together and decided they would show those snotty surfer upstarts a thing or two about the Big Apple, and they hired themselves a truck. It was a big, spanking new, white, shiny, chrome-plated cab over Peterbilt with mud flaps, stereo, TV, AM and FM radio, leather seats, and a Naugahyde sleeper, all fresh with new American flag decals and art arc printed on the side of the door with solid 24-karat gold leaf type. And they filled up this truck with the most significant piles and influential heaps of artwork to ever be assembled in modern times, and sent it west to chide, cajole, humble, and humiliate the Golden Bear. And this is the true story of that truck. It's a truckload of art from New York City came a rolling down the road while the driver was singing and sunset was pretty, but the truck turned over and she rolled off the road. A truckload of art, it's burning near the highway. Precious objects are scattered all over the ground, and it's a terrible sight if a person were to see it, but there weren't nobody around. Hauling a truckload full of hot avant-garde. Yeah, a truckload of art, it's burning near the highway. Precious objects are scattered all over the ground, and it's a terrible sight if a person were to see it, but there weren't nobody around. An important artwork is thrown burning to the ground, tragically landing in the weeds, and the smoke could be seen both miles all around. Yeah, but nobody knows what it means. Yeah, a truckload of art, it's burning near the highway, and a tough job for the highway patrol. I'll soon see the smoke and come running to poke, then dig a deep ditch and throw the arts in a hole. Ooh, 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 ooh.
or weren't or nobody around.
That was Terry Allen from Lubbock, Texas, with a song called Truckload of Art. And that song is on a record called Lubbock on Everything. It was produced by my friend Lloyd Maines. So my name is Noel McKay, and you're listening to KUTX. I am your guest DJ for the day. So I'm a songwriter here in town, and that's what I do for a living. I guess I started playing guitar when I was about 9 years old, and when I was 10, I inherited the family 8-track player because my parents found a better stereo, and I gravitated away from stuff like KC and the Sunshine Band and the Village People and that kind of thing, and toward sort of the more songwriter 8-tracks. A couple of the 8-tracks were by a songwriter from Los Angeles, California named Randy Newman, and my 10-year-old self, I didn't really know what to do with all that satire, but it definitely sunk in, and I loved it. And here's a song that's quite a brilliant satire, in my opinion. This is Randy Newman with a song called Political Science.
No one likes us, I don't know why. We may not be perfect, but heaven knows we try. But all around, even our old friends put us down. Let's drop the big one and see what happens. We give them money, but are they grateful? No, they're spiteful and they're hateful. They don't respect us, so let's surprise them. We'll drop the big one and pulverize them. The Asia's crowded, Europe's too old, Africa far too hot and Canada's too cold. South America stole our name. Let's drop the big one. There'll be no one left to blame us. We'll save Australia. Don't wanna hurt no kangaroo. We'll build an all-American amusement park there. They got surfing too. London, boom, Perry, more room for you and more room for me. In every city, the whole world round, we'll just be another American town. Oh, how peaceful it will be. We'll set everybody free. You wear a Japanese kimono, baby, it'll be Italian shoes for me. They all hate us anyhow. So let's drop the big one now. Let's drop the big one now.
Oh, Randy Newman. Song called Political Science. Little song about nuclear proliferation. Something that's unfortunately still relevant today. My name's Noel McKay, and you're listening to KUTX. I am your guest DJ. So when I was a kid, sort of wrapping my brain around songs and songwriting and stuff, somebody that really blew me away was a guy named Willie Nelson. And a couple of records in particular really just flipped me out, and I really loved him a lot and still do. One was called Redheaded Stranger, and the other one is called Phases and Stages. And I'm going to play you a song off the record, Phases and Stages. Here's a song called Sister's Coming Home.
Sister's coming home. Mama's gonna let her sleep the whole day long. Well, the whole day long. My sister's coming home. Mama's gonna let her sleep the whole day long. My sister's coming home. Mama don't like the man that done her wrong. Well, Lord, he done her wrong. Sister's coming home. Mama don't like the man that done her wrong. My sleep the whole day long. Well, all the whole day long, my sister's coming home. Mama's gonna let us sleep the whole day long. Rock and roll. My sister likes to do it, Lord. Sister likes to move her soul. Down at the corner beer joint, dancing on a hardwood floor. Her jeans fit a little bit tighter than they did before. Than they did before. Than they did before. Lord, her jeans fit a little bit tighter than they did before. Than they did before. Than they did before. Tighter than it did before.
That was Willie Nelson. The Sister's Coming Home and Down at the Corner Beer Joint off the record Phases and Stages. Man, that makes me want to find a dusty old beer joint and drink a beer and do some dancing. And the great Johnny Gimble played on that track. We just recently lost him. He's playing in the big dance hall in the sky now. And we'll miss him a lot. Boy, that was some great playing on that. Well, my name is Noel McKay. And you're listening to KUTX. I'm your guest DJ. I want to tell you a little story about something that happened to me quite a few years ago. When I was a young songwriter, I played a festival in Kerrville, Texas with my brother. We had a band. And at that festival, the headliners were a guy named Townes Van Zandt and another guy named Guy Clark. And after my brother and I got through playing our set, Guy Clark came backstage and he said, "I really love what you did. And I want you to send all of the stuff that you have recorded to me at my house in Nashville." So that's what I did. And Guy sort of took me under his wing as a songwriter and just taught me a whole lot about just not just songwriting or music or building guitars, but just about how to be an upstanding human being. And so after that experience, I started to delve into Guy's catalog and listen to his songs, and the gravity of that experience really sunk in a little bit. And it's going to be tough for me to pick a song out of Guy's incredible catalog, but I'm going to. This is a song off his first record, which is called Old Number One, and this song is called That Old Time Feeling.
And that old time feeling goes sneaking down the hall like an old gray cat in winter, keeping close to the wall. And that old time feeling comes stumbling up the street like an old salesman kicking the papers from his feet. And that old draws circles around the block like old women with no children holding hands with the clock. And that old time feeling falls on its face in the park like an old wine, old praying he can make it until it's dark. And that old time feeling comes and goes in the rain like an old man with his checkers dying to find a game. And that old time feeling plays for beer in bars like an old blues time picker who don't recall who you are. And that old time feeling limps through the night on a crutch like an old soldier wondering if he's paid too much. And that old time feeling rocks and spits and cries like an old lover remembering the girl with the clear blue eyes. Like an old gray cat in winter, keeping close to the wall.
That is my friend Guy Clark singing That Old Time Feeling. My name is Noel McKay, and I'm your guest DJ for the day. You're listening to KUTX. So I went to high school in Bandera, Texas. After we lived in Lubbock, we moved to Bandera. And after I graduated from high school, I moved here to Austin. And I started sort of getting into the music scene as much as I could. And one time I was at a club called Chicago House over on 6th Street. And I heard this woman playing a set, and it just knocked me over. It was Lucinda Williams. And I finally tracked down some of her music. I found a cassette tape, her self-titled record that she put out in 1988. And that record was produced by my friend Gerf Morlix. And the guitar playing on that record changed my entire view of what guitar should do in music. It was really just a monumental thing for me. This hearing this record and Lucinda Williams' songs were really influential to me as well. And here's a song off that record, that self-titled Lucinda Williams record, the song called Crescent City.
Everybody's had a few. Now they're talking about who knows who. I'm going back to the Crescent City where everything's still the same. This town has said what it has to say. Now I'm after that back highway and the longest bridge I've ever crossed over Pontchartrain.
That's Lucinda Williams with Crescent City. My name is Noel McKay, and I'm your guest DJ. You're listening to KUTX. So when I first moved to Austin, my brother and I shared an apartment for a little while, and we had a band called the Laughing Dogs here. He was listening to Leonard Cohen all the time, and so I found some Leonard Cohen records and started listening to them, and just the literary nature of them really is just unparalleled. So I'm going to play a Leonard Cohen song. The first time I heard this song actually was a version by Suzanne Vega. I rather fancy the Leonard Cohen version as well. So this is The Story of Isaac.
The door, it opened slowly. My father, he came in. I was 9 years old, and he stood so tall above me. Blue eyes, they were shining, and his voice was very cold. Said, I've had a vision, and you know I'm strong and holy. I must do what I've been told. So we started up the mountain. I was running, he was walking, and his axe was made of gold. Well, the trees, they got much smaller. The lake, Lady's Mirror, we stopped to drink some wine. Then he threw the bottle over, broke a minute later, and he put his hand on mine. Thought I saw an eagle, but it might have been a vulture. I never could decide. Then my father built an altar. He looked once behind his shoulder. He knew I would not hide. You who build the altars now to sacrifice these children, you must not do it anymore. A scheme is not a vision, and you never have been tempted by a demon or a god. You who stand above them now, your hatchets blunt and bloody, you were not there before. When I lay upon a mountain and my father's hand was trembling with the beauty of the word. And if you call me brother now, forgive me if I inquire just according to whose plan. When it all comes down to dust, I will kill you if I must. I will help you if I can. When it all comes down to dust, I will help you if I must. I will kill you if I can. And mercy on our uniform, man of peace or man of war, the peacock spreads his fan.
Leonard Cohen with the song Story of Isaac. Of course, his adaptation of the story of Isaac from the book of Genesis. Man, what a terrifying story that is when it all comes down to dust. My name is Noel McKay. I'm your guest DJ, and you're listening to KUTX. So when I first moved here to Austin, Texas, I got a job at a tending bar at Threadgill's restaurant on North Lamar, and they had a jukebox that I loved. I loved that jukebox. I loved just so much stuff that was on it. And one of the songs that was on there, I think probably my favorite out of all of those great, great songs that were on that jukebox and still are probably across the parking lot up in the banquet hall at Threadgill's on North Lamar, is a 45 by my friend Tommy Hancock playing with the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra. And it's his rendition of the song Faded Love. What a beautiful version of a beautiful song. That's my friend Tommy Hancock playing with the Lubbock Symphony Orchestra. Man, you can hear at the end of that song, it's just so beautiful that it takes a couple of seconds for the audience to catch their breath so that they can start applauding. You can, you can't really, Tommy gave up playing in public a few years ago, I think. That's my understanding. But you can still see him around town at a beer joint or a dance hall dancing with a pretty girl. The next song I'm going to play you is by an artist named Butch Hancock, also from Lubbock, Texas. And when I first moved to Austin, I used to hang out at Butch's place. He had a tape duplication business that he ran out of his house, which was over on 4th Street and Brazos. And the place was called Lubbock or Leave It. And lots of songwriters would hang out there and get their tapes duped to sell at gigs and stuff, and just it was just a nice little hub of people that really liked the music scene and were part of it. And here's a song by Butch Hancock. It's called They Say It's a Good Land.
Cotton stalks stripped clean to the ground, both sides of the road, all the way into town. It's been a good harvest, one of the best. Now it looks like the weather's gonna give me some rest. Well, they say it's a good land, and I guess I'll agree. 'Cause if land can be good, Lord, this land has been good to me. We cleared off this land so many years ago. The yucca and the cactus and mesquites had to go. We plowed behind mules and milked many a cow. But it's a fine brick home on the range we got now. Well, they say it's a good land, and I guess I'll agree. 'Cause if land can be good, Lord, this land has been good to me. Can't say when this land clearing's all gonna stop, but I could sure use some more acres in my money crop. Our youngsters have gone to the city to roam. Ain't nobody left but this old folks at home. Another farmer at the edge of the city sold out. Another 500 tract houses scattered about. I hope God will forgive them for misusing that land. Yes, I guess that he'll have to, 'cause they don't understand. Well, they say it's a good land, and I guess I'll agree. 'Cause if land can be good, Lord, this land has been good to me. They say the coyotes are trying to make a comeback. Last week I even seen myself a whole pack. And a man up the road's got some strung on a fence. But he ain't raising chickens, and it ain't making sense. Well, they say it's a good land, and I guess I'll agree. 'Cause if land can be good, Lord, this land has been good to me. Yeah, they say it's a good land, you better believe that it's true. 'Cause if land can be good, people, this land has been good to you.
True Words by Butch Hancock. My name is Noel McKay, and I'm your guest DJ today. You're listening to KUTX. So, early on in my years living in Austin, Texas, I used to hang out at a place called the Chicago House, and it was a hub for songwriters to practice their craft and bounce songs off of one another. It was a great place. And one night I was there listening to some music, and these folks walked in with all these instruments, and they were on their way from Minnesota to Mexico City, and their little bus broke down in Austin, and they sort of stumbled in and played a set of music that just blew me away. It was some traditional Mexican music. And they stayed in Austin for years after that. They just decided that they liked Austin so much after breaking down here in town that they stayed. And here's a song off their record, Provinces. And this is Correo Aero and a song called Los Dos Huastecas.
Si aceptas veracruzano, paz de amigo. Verás en el firmamento lo que enseguida te digo. Con letras de oro grabadas, ocho sílabas escritas, de dos huastecas unidas, Veracruz y Tamaulipas. Tú eres jarocho moreno, yo soy jaibo. Palmeras inquietas de belleza tropical en estas costas huastecas que las baña el mismo mar. Mi tierra tiene azucenas y muy rojos tulipanes, la tuya tiene gardenias y muy blancos cafetales. Tú eres jarocho moreno, yo soy jaibo, soy trigueño. Tienes tu papaloapan, yo tengo mi tamesí. Hay azul y verde plata, al igual que por aquí. Mujeres veracruzanas y también tamaulipecas, son grandes nuestras huastecas, florecitas mexicanas. Mujeres veracruzanas y también tamaulipecas, mujeres veracruzanas y también.
That's my friend Abel Rocha and my friend Madeline Sosin. Together, they have a band called Correo Aero, and they lived in Austin for a while. These days, they're in Seattle. I love the pre-Columbian rhythm on that song, Las Dos Huastecas. My name is Noel McKay, and I'm your guest DJ for the day. You're listening to KUTX. So, for a while in the late 90s, when things got slow for me in terms of music, slowed down a little bit, I got a job as a framing carpenter. And I worked in North Austin and built a lot of houses up there. For about 5 years I did that. And I worked with a bunch of guys from Tamaulipas, Mexico. And we listened to Mexican radio all day long, every day, 8 hours a day, all week long. And I just absorbed as much of that stuff as I could. And this was probably my favorite song on the radio from that time period. And it's a couple of guys named Alberto y Roberto. And the song is called Como Le Haré.
Ay, Diosito, ¿cómo le haré? ¿Cómo le haré? Con esta crisis, por favor, solo dame un consejito. ¿Cómo saldré? ¿Cómo le haré para decirle a mi chaparra que me aguante un poquito y no me pierda la fe? Ahora la tengo enojada, pues ve lo nuestro incierto. Pero no sabe que no tengo ni dónde caerme muerto. Quise tomarme un traguito de esa agüita que ataranta, pero mi bolsillo estaba más seco que mi garganta. Porque no puedo darle al amor de mi vida lo que soñé. Pierda la fe. Dice que para casarnos yo no tengo para cuándo, y su paciencia me temo que ya se le está acabando. Más lo que siento por ella es algo así tan bonito, que lo que yo pueda darle se me pierda la fe. Ay, Diosito, dime por qué, dime por qué. Porque no puedo darle al amor de mi vida lo que soñé.
All right, my name is Noel McKay, and I'm your guest DJ. That was Alberto y Roberto with a song called Como Lare. You're listening to KUTX, and we've come to the end of my guest DJ hour. I hope you've enjoyed listening to some of the stuff that I've played. If you have any interest in hearing what I do as a songwriter, you can find that at my website, which is noelmckay.com. And if you want to hear any of the songs that I just played again, or if you're interested in the playlist, you can find that at kutx.org. Just look for My KUTX. So I'm going to leave you with a song by the great Satchmo, Louis Armstrong. A song that's kind of woven its way into the public consciousness, so much so that you might find that it's kind of background music. But if you really listen to it, it's just a beautiful sentiment, and it's more than just a song about how lovely the world is. It's really a message of tolerance and just a song about how you should strive to just accept everybody. And it's a great song. So Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Is there a better way to close out a show? Louis Armstrong closing out my KUTX this week. Local songwriter Noel McKay was the guest DJ. If you want to see his playlist, listen to this episode again, or learn more about Noel McKay, you can find all that at kutx.org. Just look for my KUTX.